good evening.
And hello.
We are the vampires of Boosecal.
Evidently, I don't get it.
I don't know how that happened.
Actually, what's happening is
yes.
this particular episode of Ghostly Talk, or a presentation of Ghostly Talk that you're about to hear, is a pre-taped show.
Yes, this is. We do this very rarely, but yes. we're doing it this week because why, Doug?
Well, because I, as you're hearing my words right now, if you're listening to the live stream
Doug
on Sunday
night.
Doug is
being abducted.
I am in right Roswell, now. New Mexico at the Alien Festival.
He's being abducted right now.
I know, and it's like traveling in time right now.
And I'm being beat up by some muscly guy right now, probably. Not like that, okay? but I'm... Long story short, Doug was going to be
Amber will protect you, though.
Yeah, she's tougher than I am.
Yeah.
Doug is out of town, and I was going to be doing, we do our film stuff for fun, and I can run around with my buddy. I got friends, that do all this independent stuff, so I got asked to do a little part in a film, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get back on time and I could do the show with Bonnie, so...
Because I was going to be out of town, he was going to be in that...
And somebody's got to run the board,
indie
so...
Indie movie, yeah, we thought, all right, we're just going to... Tape all the stuff
beforehand. We wanted a new show for you guys. We wanted you guys to have a new show. We wanted something fresh for you guys. We've been traveling a lot here lately. We know June was just insane.
And since we're taping this particular intro, after we did the interviews for the show,
oh God, this is
brutal. Let me tell you, you want to stick around.
This is going to be a good time. Check it out. Hit it.
Ghostly Talk.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on July 6, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we jam out with Paul Dale Roberts and Shannon McCabe from HPI. We then are joined by Thomas D'Agostino to talk about a whole slew of things, namely Vampires of New England. Ghostly Talk, for you, for me, for
God.
The guests, for everybody.
June has been a comfortable hell.
I agree. It was awesome.
It's been a fun, it's been fun, right?
A whirlwind.
It's been a great time, but
we got some ghosts hunting in.
Yeah, that was a real big plus, but I know looking like before June, right? Because this is July. We're in July now. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope everybody's had a great 4th of July and all that fun stuff.
I know I will have.
This is
I know that's really weird verb conjugation, but what are we going to do?
Yeah, it's obvious. We've already mentioned that this is a pre-tape show, so there's going to be some real weird,
lingo going on, because we're not time traveling.
I really wish we could do that, but there's going to be some strange grammar things going on here, I think, for the next half an hour, but we'll try to keep it as vanilla as possible, so we don't have to worry about that. I know looking at the schedule here, because we, you know, plan stuff so far ahead now. We have to in order to make the stuff happen and be there, right? I know I was looking at the schedule like a couple months back, like, you know, April, May, and I'm like, God, June is going to be just jammed. Every single weekend, we're going to be on the road. And we have been. We've been around. Yeah, it's raining. It's like totally thundering and raining out there, which makes it really cool in here. I'm digging that. It's like a kind of a creepy idea, you know, creepy, you know, you're...
Yeah, because we can hear that in the headphones. It may not record.
Well, we've talked about this before. We've had thunderstorms going on during the show.
Yeah.
And I've actually, you know, we hear it, but, you know, and sometimes we react to it and go, kind of like, you know, back in the day, like, wait, this is for the old school people out here, right? Back in the day, remember the ice cream truck?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you'd hear it and sometimes you wouldn't, just depending on where the microphones, because back then we didn't have stationary microphones or any of that stuff. It was just wherever
we having a setup.
Yeah.
That week.
But you know, sometimes people could hear the ice cream truck where I'd freak out every week the thing came out at the same time and screwed the show up. We'd hear the thunder here sometimes. This has happened recently, and we react to it and go, "Wow, I'm scared. I'm waiting for the power to go out and blow the show away."
Right.
And sometimes I've listened and it actually comes through the mics.
Right.
Which, that's actually, these are cheap mics, too. It's like, I was surprised they could actually pick up.
Well, they're not the cheapest mics.
But, yeah,
we used to have those, but now they're moderately cheap.
Every 10 years, we upgrade the microphones to, like, you know, moderately to more better microphones.
So we'll spend about $5 on the next stuff.
Instead of going to the flea market and stealing them. But sometimes, I'll listen to the archive when we're doing post work on them and stuff, and you know, I'll actually hear like a little rumble in the background, like, oh, that's kind of cool. It actually picks it up and stuff. So yeah, it's raining right now. Hopefully we don't lose any power, because that would really suck. What we're going to do tonight, one thing I want to mention is at the end of the show, we're going to be doing something a little different here. We're going to be playing the panel discussion.
That's true, because last weekend you were at the Michigan Paranormal Expo.
In beautiful Howell, Michigan, yes.
I was unable to go. I went to Toronto instead.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to go. I was all set to go. Then I got invited to Toronto. I had to.
Yeah.
It's just something I had to do.
No, it's all good. We were asked, the presenters, because I was a presenter there, which was just hysterical. That's a whole joke in its own. I'm debating on whether we should put my presentation up on the website, because everybody told me it was great, but they're all being nice, because, I mean,
Don't make him mad.
Yeah. Well, anybody who knows us, anybody who's ever been to a conference with us, who's actually, you know, where we were asked to speak or whatever, they know that we don't bring any slides, we don't bring any exhibits, and we basically don't know what the hell we're talking about until
we moon
two
the audience for about a half hour.
Yeah, we do that. That's what we open up with. That's our opener.
That's the opener.
That's the warm up, and then we get into like sex. And we
right.
Sex the whole time.
Right.
So like, you know, people all, you know, all week long this week, we're like, you know, emailing, or Amber was like, you know what you're going to talk about? I'm like, I have no idea. Because, you know, we've always been with the approach to that's always been, let's just, like, you know, spontaneity is the best. That's what the show's about. That's how the show runs. You know, and it always works out. And I think it worked okay this weekend, but, you know, 15 minutes into this thing, I'm like, oh, God, my brain's telling me, like, okay, I'm out of stuff to talk about. So I just start picking on the audience. Like,
that's why when you're dual hosted, it's so.
I mean, and I was abusing people. I'm like, I'm like, excuse me, get up here. I want to hear what you have to say. You open your mouth, get up here, right? So it was like abuse.
Awesome.
But people had a good time.
I hope they did.
We did this panel discussion, though, and it was really interesting. I remember a few months ago, we were asked to send emails in with topics. What do you want to talk about as far as the panel discussion is concerned? And I sent in mine, and everybody else sent in their stuff. So a little while before, they came up and said, we want to talk about Frank's Box, which it's... Wow, I mean,
that's
a real hot
more
topic.
Lately. It's really
that,
hot topic.
Like, between that and demonology, you know, those are the two hot topics right now. Frank's Box, you know, is a real hot topic. I mean,
yes.
And I, you know, just over
more and more people are doing little Radio Shack hack or whatever.
But I'm being told now that that's not nothing related at all to the Frank's Box.
Well, we actually saw. You were with us and Rosemary Ellen Guiley with the mini box, right?
I wasn't there for that. That was at Mansfield, and I was doing something else. But
you
guys were with Rosemary. Yeah, I remember that.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, and everybody has an opinion on it. I mean, yeah. I guess it's a good thing. I mean, I'd rather see people talking about that, you know, debating, not in a friendly debate, of course, exchanging ideas on this thing called Frank's Box, than, you know, I guess, you know, other things you can do that are much less productive that we've probably beaten to death here. So I don't want to get into that. But, I mean, I'm glad to see people that are discussing it. You know, I have my opinion, which you're going to hear on the panel discussion. What I
can't wait to hear because I didn't hear it. Yeah. I was in another country.
You know, Patrick Burns was there who's had a lot of experience with this. And he actually had some stuff on his laptop that he let us check out during the, he's like, you know, I'm glad this came up. You know, and he had his laptop up there and he put it on the loudspeakers for people to check out and listen to. You know, there was a whole line of people there. You're going to hear from all these people on their opinions. And it got into a lot of different stuff. I mean, it started with Frank's Box, and you know, the crowd got involved and started asking other questions kind of around the Frank's Box phenomenon. So I think you guys will really enjoy that. It's really cool. And I debated on just putting it up as a separate archive, but I decided to make it as part of the show. I thought it'd be kind of nice to put in the show and have you guys check out. See, this is a pre-tape show, too.
Right.
So let's just pre-tape everything, right?
June was a blur to me. Did we ever get to talk about any of our June events?
Well, you know, we got some emails on that. I talked about last week when we came back from the expo.
Yeah.
I did kind of talk about the stuff. You know, I went over it with Amber, and Amber and I kind of jammed on that. But I'd like to get your opinion on, you know, on your highlights, because it has been a month of, basically, we were on the road every weekend, going from one event to the other, and then, like, trying to make a living on top of that. So it was a pretty busy time. You know, the first one we went, well, the first event we went to, which really wasn't a conference of sorts, was the Mansfield trip we went to.
Was that the one with Rosemary?
That was with Rosemary.
Yeah.
That was Gene Lafferty who sponsored that. The Buckeye State Paranormal investigators were the ones that let us come out there and check the place out and do our thing. Which anybody who knows us knows we love Mansfield. We go there all the time.
Yeah,
we go there as much as we can. Scott Sukul, who runs the thing now, is the absolute man. We love him to death, and he's a real class act. So, yeah, that was where you guys were doing your work with Rosemary. So I want to hear about this too.
Well, that's it. We used the mini box.
Yeah,
and it was. Excuse me. It was fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I mean, I'm withholding judgment. I'm not going to give my opinion on it because I want to see more research into this. This is a relatively new thing. Yes, I've heard the stories. It's not all that new. Blah blah blah. But I you know, Frank's Box, at least in these incarnations.
Yeah.
This is actually a series of incarnations.
Yeah.
Of one idea.
But similar to the Spiritcom, there was different ones.
But each one that he makes is different.
Yeah.
And he learns and improves and tweaks and fiddles and, you know, as he goes.
Yeah.
But so each one's kind of different. And she even refers, Rosemary refers to them by number. You know, this is Frank's Box 4 or Frank's Box 12, whatever. You know, things like that. So they're different. And so the Frank's Box are, I'm going to withhold judgment, but I have to say what I think about using it in a haunted place is that it was a thrill to use it. Whether it works or not, it was a thrill to actually use it because it's a new thing. It helps. I think whenever you use something you're like that, you're expanding your mind a little bit. You're opening it up. Even though, yes, okay, there's the matrixing argument. There's the
floating
radio waves. Yeah,
you're never going to get away from the matrixing argument.
You can't get away from that with the EVPs.
Anything.
You can't get away from that with the photographs.
Yeah. There's that. That's with
except for maybe Dale Kazmarek's photograph. Now that one's obviously, but you know, but the rest of them are, you know, okay. So it could have been trees or whatever. You know, I don't know. I just think that
it's a valid argument. It's got to be said. Like, okay, and I've heard a lot of the stuff, and I'll be very blunt with this when it comes to Frank's Box and EVP, anything in general. I've seen a lot and heard a lot of stuff. So have you, Doug?
Right.
And I'm sorry. There's stuff I've seen and heard where you got to be nice sometimes. But at the end of the day, you're like, look, you know, the only reason I saw anything is because you told me there was something there.
Right.
You front-loaded me, and of course I'm going to see it there. My brain makes sense of it, and that's the end of it right there. So, and I've heard a lot of stuff on Frank's Box. People have let me hear and stuff, and I'm like, I'm not getting it.
But I'm still excited about the technology.
Yeah.
And I think that it's great, and I think that 20 years from now, whatever Frank's Box will become is going to be far superior to even these incarnations. So I'm really excited about the progression of a new tool. That I'm excited about. And I love the fact that Rosemary...
she's running with that.
She thinks... And I'm you know what?
Running with it.
Just for her energy alone.
God, yeah.
That she is putting into this. And when she talks about it, she just lights up. And she's like, these messages, the way it works, everything about it. She just for that, just for the experience of her exuberance, I'm all for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're... I'm phenomenal. I'm phenomenal.
You're phenomenal.
Though. I am phenomenal. No,
it's a happy hour with Doug Semin. We're going to feel good about ourselves by the end of this hour.
Repeat after me. I am phenomenal.
I am phenomenal.
Matter.
I matter.
I am sexy.
I am sexy.
Okay, now do that 10 times in front of the mirror.
I have a 12-inch...
ruler.
Ruler, exactly. No, but no, Rosemary, the thing with Rosemary, the work she's dealing with it, and you know, her and I have discussed it too, and you know, I have my opinions on it, but the thing is it isn't just taking this device and going, do you hear that? You hear that, right? Rosemary really knows about the device itself.
She
with her speaking this several
put
times.
Time and effort and energy and emotion and well, I don't know about emotion, but commitment into it.
Oh yeah, I commend her for that.
I have to say, just the exuberance that she shows about this device.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And this is the lady who wrote essentially our encyclopedia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
one of the cornerstones in paranormal, you know, media or books or whatever.
And I respect her enough to respect that this really this really has captured her interest. That excitement alone is enough for me to say, you know what, you guys, let's run with it and see where it takes us.
Well, when I was talking with someone at the Michigan Paranormal Expo about this. Actually, I think we were talking to the Prodigy people, our friends from the Prodigy group. And we were discussing the Spiricom thing. I think it was me and
Dave. We're going to see them next month.
We're going to see them next month, actually, in Dayton, Ohio.
Is everybody invited, or is that just like a private affair? I don't know what...
Actually, I'm the only person that's invited. You guys can't come.
Oh.
No, everybody's invited. Everybody's
invited. Good. I mean, everybody. Like, can listeners come?
I know there's information up on the website right now for people to... There's a link on the website for people to check out.
Okay.
For Prodigy in the Park. That's where it is. And we'll talk more about that probably as the weeks progress here through July. We're gonna
Is it on our website?
Go to ghostlytalk.com and on the events block on the front page there. What did you go to?
Yeah, you click on
there's a Prodigy group logo. Click on that logo. It'll take you right to their site, and there'll be information there for you.
Well, if listeners are invited, I want you guys all to come because...
we can find out.
Because the Prodigy group is fascinating.
Good bunch
of people. And a great bunch of people. And I think that it would be absolutely an amazing event, whatever they do. So I think that it's going to be phenomenal.
I think it was Dave and I were talking about that, though. And we were talking about Spiricom. I think it was Dave. If not Dave, sorry. I'm not putting words in your mouth. But we were discussing Spiricom and how it never... You know, and these are the questions I have about this, too. You know, you know, the Spiricom thing became kind of a roller coaster for a little while here, you know, with people on the show and stuff from the past. It did raise questions. You know, if there were press releases on this, if there was so much media coverage, why is this thing a dead thing in the water, pretty much? Spiricom, let's face it. I mean, people are working
on... Where is this airplane hangar?
Where are these
things?
Where
is the physical...
Well, my biggest thing is just...
Airplane hangar.
My biggest thing is if somebody... There was a device like this, why didn't somebody take it? Maybe even... Not even the person who designed it or built it and ran with it. Like, because Rosemary didn't build it. She didn't build the Frank's Box. Right. But she's taking this device and running with it and trying to learn and trying to produce some results.
Well, in her presentation at... And the presentations, by the way, from the conference.
They're up. Yeah, we got to mention
the
that.
Haunted America conference, Indicator
Rosemary's... Yeah, Rosemary's...
Which, by the way, If you guys didn't go to Haunted America Conference, whoever's listening to me right now, you totally, totally missed out.
There were some fantastic people speaking there.
Oh, my gosh. I sat there and listened. I listened to Rosemary. I was on the edge of my seat. One of the things, I listened to everybody, everyone I listened to, because I couldn't, you know, being a, you know.
Busy
person, I couldn't listen to all of them, but that's why we tape them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and
it's not just for you guys, it's for us, too.
It's for us, too, sometimes.
We just had the luxury to do it.
I did sit and listen to Rosemary's, because I ghost hunted with her the week before, and I needed to know more about this Frank's box that I just experienced the week before, and she talked about it.
Yeah.
Evidently, when Frank builds one, eventually it tells him, and I don't know if it tells him through the noises, or if it tells him through a dream, or it tells, I don't know,
yeah.
But eventually it tells him who it's for, and then he
really?
Gives it to them.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, the two of his models, two of his Frank Spock's models,
uh-huh.
ended up with Rosemary because they were
told her
destined that. For her.
Yeah.
Evidently. And so these, and I think that's I think that's absolutely phenomenal, because I think that's the way to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I really do. I think it's a great way to do it, but.
I still say that, though, you know, it's. With the Spiritcom,
I'm pretty speechless. But
No. The thing with the Spiritcom, like, again, I have to, you know, if this was such an amazing thing, and I still think it's, you know, the material and everything that's out there is very, very interesting. Since
I
heard about it.
The tapes.
Well, yeah, the rest of the tapes. And okay, you know, why didn't somebody go and run with this? I mean, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of work being done. I'm convinced of that.
There's a lot of people.
But it seems like
Spiritcom.
To me, like what I said was like, okay, if somebody would have taken and run with the Spiritcom back in the early 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we'd have these on the shelves at convenience stores. Like, talk to the ad, right? And all this stuff. I mean, it seems like it would be developed to that point where it would be something, you know, where you could, the barriers would be down. Bottom line, okay? Now we have the Frank's box thing, and it's nice to see that somebody's running with this, though,
well,
and really promoting it.
The thing is, with the Frank's box, it's obviously a lot easier to create
mm-hmm.
than a whole Spiritcom. The Spiritcom was a complex, bizarre thing with a Faraday cage. And,
that's a
well,
good point.
Supposedly,
but if you have 25 years to research it and work on it, right?
And a transmitter as well as a receiver, the Frank's box is just a receiver.
Yeah.
Because I'm familiar with the blueprints for the Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen them. I've studied them. I've looked at them. I've seen what it is.
Yeah.
I understand what they were going for. The tones. The oscillators. Blah blah blah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I understand all this. And I build one? Oh heck no. I can't even build. You can't even have me put together a 10-piece jigsaw puzzle. Okay. I tried to do that with my niece the other day, and it was just insane. But I told her with a nail file and some tape, I could do it. So could I put together a Spiritcom? No, I can't. But I do know that there are people putting together Spiritcoms, pretty much just like, was it the Mark IV or Mark V? Whatever that popular one was with Ed O'Neill, right?
Uh-huh.
Because when we were talking about the Spiritcom pretty heavily, last year or the year before,
yeah.
We got emails.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting together a Spiritcom. Several people are supposedly building these Spiritcoms.
Never got any, some of them, we never got emails
did
back,
we
though,
get,
saying that they finished it. Though.
Yeah, I finished the Spiritcom.
Which is cool.
It's
not
great,
an easy thing to put together. Know? I mean, it's not the easiest device.
My
from the blueprints.
Grandmother says hi. You know, I mean,
the schematics, from the schematics, I mean, it's not, you know, the easiest thing to put together, so I...
It's not.
Don't surprise me. Some people just said, oh, God, I can't do the same work. I'm done.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them, actually. But
but
there's people trying to modernize it with computer tones.
Yeah.
There's people trying to do all these things. That's fantastic. But then but a key ingredient of the Spiritcom, Mark whatever, I don't know if it's 4 or 5, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But the one that Ed O'Neill used in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Okay, and got Doc Nick and Mueller, okay?
Yeah.
A key ingredient that every single Frank's box out there is missing is a transmitter. It not only transmitted, it also received, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it transmitted these tones, supposedly in the ether or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They modulated the tones, and then it received the tones and played it back.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have that unless... So you don't have a Spiritcom if you have a Frank's box. You just do not. Sorry. It's just that.
No, and there's a clear line between the two also. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
There's a clear line. They're different devices. Same purpose, but different, you know, it's a different
right.
way to get
and
there.
So. But slightly different theory. And a lot of people are like, well, my Frank's box, I use these modulated tones and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but you don't have a transmitter, so it's not a Spherecom. But that's okay. I mean, it's another device. I'm really excited about the technology. I'm as excited about Frank's box as I was and still am about Spherecom. Okay. Uh-huh. However, both of these technologies have a lot more questions that need to be answered. They have a lot more research that need to be done.
Yep.
Why didn't people run with the Spherecom, even though they put out press
That's
releases?
That's my main question with that now.
I don't know. Lack of interest? Maybe the world wasn't ready.
Maybe they weren't. I don't know, but that was what we were talking about at the expo, was just that. Like, why didn't somebody, why if this thing was such a groundbreaking piece of equipment or technology, why is it not being used just now? I mean, I only heard of the thing myself,
mm-hmm.
what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard it on Coast to Coast AM, Halloween night. I forgot what year it was now.
Oh, that had to be 4 years ago.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, it's been a while ago. And, I hadn't heard about that. And when I heard that, I was like, my God, where has this thing been? And what's the first question I asked myself was just, you know, just, wait a minute. If this is the be-all, end-all of spirit communication, two-way communication, real-time communication with a spirit, why don't they have them stacked up on the shelves over at Radio Shack now?
Right.
That was my first question. Where did this thing come from? And it's still a very valid question, I think. Not questioning anybody. I mean, I have my opinion on the Spherecom, too. But the next wave is the Frank's box thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to see.
But those, they do literally have on the shelves at Radio Shack. You just
now,
have to
yeah,
go in and
you
have to snip a wire or whatever. I don't know.
We got a couple minutes, unfortunately.
I can't believe
we totally shot through this thing, man.
Do you know, we're going to have a show where just you and I sit there and talk.
Because we haven't done that in years.
That would be like the classic ghostly talk. But I have to
email us. If you guys want to hear 3 hours of us bantering back and forth, please let us know. Because I know people out there, there's the mixed crowd, you know, and
yeah,
we try to cater
yeah,
to everybody
yeah.
out there. That'd be kind of, you know what we should do?
Hmm.
Let's try to do a marathon.
Oh.
And no, we ain't going to do like any charging for anything. I think it'd be just kind of funny to like go and like,
Until we drop.
Let's just talk until we're completely hoarse and we can't do anything, right? Like a 12-hour run.
Well, we could do it because all we really have to do is schedule like an 8 or 10 hour time slot with Jeff and them and say, look, we're gonna
go for it and see how long we can go before we die.
I vote we get a campground or a campsite or something somewhere and set it up.
Just
right.
set up, yeah, get a generator.
Oh, gosh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear anything because a motor on the generator is running behind us. That would be completely malproductive, right? Yeah. Welcome to Ghostly Talk!
We'd be hoarse in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we'd totally be screaming our heads
off. Call Jeff. All right, switch the stream.
Email us about that, too. I'm curious about that, if you guys want to hear our Ghostly Talk marathon. Not for anything special. Maybe we'll do it for the anniversary, our 7 year anniversary.
Oh wow!
Yeah, maybe next year, maybe for the 7 year anniversary, we could do relaxing, enjoying our anniversary. Maybe we can just like kill ourselves and end the show that way. We'll just go out in a smoking.
Yeah.
Down, whatever.
We will be completely.
We didn't talk about the conferences goo. That much again.
We didn't get to talk about the conferences. I mentioned the Haunted America conference.
Well, you
I
know
mentioned
what?
Ghost hunting. I mentioned.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't mention?
Go ahead.
Bonnie's not in studio tonight.
No, she's not.
I talked with her earlier today. This is a taped show, as we announced several times.
Yes.
And she says, why didn't I know about this?
It's on the schedule.
Well, of course it's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule.
But no,
arguments here. No arguments here.
But she didn't get a phone call. But anyway, so and I said, but I know.
What is this? No, we're not even going to get into this on the air.
No, we're not. What I told her, and this is absolutely true, is, you know, I'm going to be, when this is streaming out live,
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah.
be in Roswell. You're going to be doing the movie thing,
yeah.
the independent movie thing.
Yep, yep.
And she has some issues that she needs to take care of.
Okay.
And so she's relieved this week.
Okay.
And I believe that. And you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Everybody listening to me, please send Bonnie your prayers.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about what's going on, you can simply go to her Satan Space website.
Geekybyte.
I don't know what it is. You can go to Ghostly Talks. It's one of the first.
It's actually in the contact pages is on the menu at the top of the website.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, all our MySpace pages on there. You can go there.
Oh, excellent.
It's on the Wikipedia page too.
Oh, exactly. There you go.
On the Wikipedia page.
So if you go to Ghostly Talk in Wikipedia, you go to ghostlytalk.com, to our contacts site, our contacts page, you can go to her thing. Read her bio. Send her your prayers.
Yeah, she's going through
your
a rough
love
time right now.
But give her some space, too.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
If you guys have listened to the show for however long, you've known that, you know, with other people that have been on the show, like Christy, for example, she had a rough time that she went through. We gave her all the time she needed. We said, look, take the time you need to get things together, whatever you need to do. This is the show, and we've proven that. The Ghostly Talk will always be there you know, for you to come back to, so that's cool, you know. So that's what's going on with her, and, yeah, I did mention this, mentioned that last week. She's still, this is a, you know, she's got things with her family, her grandfather, I mentioned that, and, keep her in your thoughts.
Please do.
Send her an email, something.
Yeah.
Help her out. She needs that. But no, it's on the schedule. I'm going to say that to the day I die. It's on the schedule. It's on the schedule. Telephones. I'm tired of talking on the telephone.
I understand.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Well, that was a fun... We'll end the segment on a down note.
Well, I know what's coming up because we pre-taped the interviews first. Coming up.
So you're not a psychic.
No, I'm not. I would be the worst psychic. Coming up, Paul Dale Roberts and Shannon McCabe of HPIParanormal.net. That was a fantastic interview. You've got to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And then followed by Thomas D'Agostino.
Heck of a night. Yep.
You know, all right, I took over the Thomas D'Agostino interview.
Here's this time flux thing we're doing, too.
I completely took it over, you guys.
I think we have no idea, but we do.
Yeah, we know exactly what
we talk about
the future.
Yes.
I took over that interview. You've got to hear it. I just was totally geeked out, and there you go. You guys, I am in Roswell. You may be...
I'm not going to make any predictions, because I have no idea what's going on. So, yeah, enjoy it. I'm going to break. Goodbye.
Ghostly Talk.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Wow, I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Today we'll offer. Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years, serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here, right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price. The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll-free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.pandercityghosts.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Moving right along.
And now, one of my favorite parts of the show.
I just thought
your shirt's still on, Doug. What's going on?
I know. I got more hair on my chest today.
Hey!
Chia Doug. Very nice. Wow.
I know, I'm in a mood.
It's a heck of a way to move into that.
I'm in a good mood.
Wonderful. We got two guests coming up.
Two guests. Yes. One website.
Yeah.
So they're related somehow.
And
that they all have the same website.
Yeah.
Both of them.
They're two people we've known for a while.
Yeah.
Friends exactly. of the show. We have one person who's a GT virgin. And we have one person who's a GT non-version, which
exactly.
comes off horrible, I know.
Yes, I don't know why you chose to phrase it that way.
Completely horrendous, but, you know, I think it works.
Though. I would have said...
Well, what would you say? Here, you go ahead.
I think I would say we have one of the two is a returning guest.
Oh.
And the other two, this is their first time on
Very
the show.
Very good job, Casey Kasem. Back in 1967, we had this guest on the show, and we're going to have this guest on again for you.
Yeah. That was like a cross between Casey Kasem and
Cartman,
yeah.
Yeah, it was. Together as one. For the first time tonight,
you did it.
You will never get that anywhere else, right?
Yes.
But no, we have two friends of ours from HPI Paranormal.
Exactly.
We'd like to welcome first Mr. Paul Dale Roberts. Paul, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Everything's fine. Ready to rock and roll.
What?
Excellent.
And Paul is coming live from his automobile right now, from what I understand, which shows complete dedication. I totally admire that.
And you've called into the right place for the rock and roll. It's happening tonight.
Oh, yeah. This is a rock and roll radio show. Next up, we have Shannon McCabe, who is our returning guest. She's been here before, and we're glad to have her back. Shannon, how are you doing tonight?
Woohoo! Two-time GT non-virgin.
Yes.
And according to our earlier talk, Paul wants to be drilled, so...
Yeah, well, I'm drill him.
That was during the break, actually. Yes. Some questionable conversation started during the break.
Yes, it started earlier.
And I have a feeling it's going to bleed over into the show itself.
Yes.
Which is perfectly fine.
You guys are joining us, the program in
progress.
What was...
No, I didn't.
Misinterpreted.
Now, you know, we got a bunch of stuff. We were just going to kind of jam tonight, which is I thought was cool. We just got a bunch of stuff we wanted to discuss with you guys tonight, or, you know, back and forth and stuff like that.
Heck yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
Let's start with you, Shannon, okay? Because you sent me one thing, which I thought was a very strong subject, and I think we could go for a while. This is something that demands some conversation. All you know how I work, Doug. I'm
yeah.
like, you know, the way...
Oh, great.
It's all good.
Yes, he works...
I don't remember what I sent you, so this ought to be good.
Well, I know how he works. He works in his boxer shorts. So it's
hot.
It's kind of scary, kind of hot at the same time. It's really weird. Yeah.
I love that.
I actually thought about this tonight. Just going to completely slapstick the show to pieces. But I was actually, before
it's
you
not
guys.
There already.
Before you got to the studio here today, I was like, you know, watching Star Trek with laptop in lap, right? With shirt off. And I'm like, wouldn't it be cool to do a show? Because I've never done a show without my shirt.
Right.
Which in itself really isn't a huge deal, right?
Right.
But when you're doing a radio show, it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, it's. But I'm sure I have a shirt on right now. So.
Yes, you do.
Can you please take it off? That would really make me more comfortable.
You're really offending the guests by being shirted.
I know. What is this?
Yeah, you got that right,
I'm
Doug.
Very sorry. I have my clothes on here to do this show. It's such a non-professional attitude here.
One day.
I'm naked. Let's do this. Come on.
One day we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do a show.
Yeah, turn the lights down a little bit in the studio here.
We won't
you know?
Tell anybody, but we'll do it like in our boxer shorts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
And then we'll have photos or something. Just one group photo, and that's it.
Mm.
And, of course, we'll have to Photoshop it to make us look good, and then we'll put it up on the...
Yeah, they'll Photoshop like these buff, like, just like...
There's a great new filter. It's called Liquify. It takes 20 pounds off of all places that you want it and makes things bigger where you want that. You know, it's great.
This is a Photoshop filter? You said?
Can I get can I get glasses to give to people so that when they look through them, that's how I look, as you know, 20 pounds later?
Oh, gosh, what a great invention. Let's do that.
I think we need that filter on some glasses so that I can just issue them to people.
That would be paranormal, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome.
Well, the topic you sent to us.
Yeah, the topic that we were going
back to that, sorry.
Well, sorry, we're not really in a transitional conversation here whatsoever. It's just we need to jerk from one thing to another.
That was an awesome,
it was a great segue. Yeah.
Well,
what you said was simply, you said, I'm like, hey, you know, Shannon, what would you like to, you know, there's a couple bullet points, whatever you want to talk about. She sent me back simply ghost girls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know how to take this, especially
it's
since...
not porn.
Well,
From
the conversation we've had so far,
porn.
I'm like...
It's
going to
be a five-minute conversation, then, if it's not.
Well,
Ghost Girls is a new TV show that Paul's actually involved in also. And it's with myself and the celebrity psychic Nancy Bradley.
We've talked to Nancy.
She's really cool.
She loves you guys. And so, yeah, we have a little TV show together, and it's awesome. It just got picked up by Ghost Channel TV. And then we have many different irons in the fire of people that are interested in it. So wish me luck, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm all about independent.
Ghost Channel TV? That is an actual site. Am I correct?
Ghost
That's a
Channel
website,
TV
right?
Is run by. Have you guys ever heard of Lane Crosby?
Yeah.
Lane is one of the owners of Ghost Channel,
mm-hmm.
And they picked us up, and we just sent them the pilot last Friday. So,
oh my gosh,
should be up and running very shortly.
Excellent.
I'm so excited about it. I just got to see the pilot last night, and I was really impressed, although I'm kind of an audio snob, as you two are.
Oh, yeah.
You three are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be running it through a bit of a compressor before it really hits the airwaves.
Always a good idea. We know from our first 5 years.
Compressing the channel always
helps.
You
have to compress it. You know.
Yes. So we're going to work with the audio on it just a touch, and then it's ready to fly.
How much, like, whose idea was Ghost Girls?
Actually, it was brainchild Nancy Bradley.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's so cool. She just came to me one day, and she said, hey, you know, I got this really good idea. I've got all these offers for TV shows, and I want to see, you know, help you propel your career. And I said, sign me up. I'm in. Because anything Nancy touches turns to gold, so.
Oh, really?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just so, so stoked that she wanted to work with me, and she's just a wonderful person. And then we brought good old Paul Dale Robertson as one of our evidence crew guys.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Chris Grissom and Jennifer Baca, who they're all HPI core members.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fun. I get to work with my friends, and... I'm kind of a ham for the camera, so, you know, it works.
I can't wait to see this.
Well,
I will totally send it to you guys,
I promise. You have to send me the link, and the schedule, because I'm, like, so geek. When you're actually doing the taping and the filming and stuff,
uh-huh.
Like, see, we have a little teeny itty-bitty bit of experience with taping and filming, right?
Little bit,
cool.
Yeah.
In that what we did is we've done now...
I get up there and just cuss nonstop, and then they cut the camera, and then I'm done.
Right. And
that's my ghost hunt.
Yeah, that's how we ghost hunt. But anyway, what happens is we did a couple little comedies, and they're independent films.
Yeah.
They are freakishly hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Not because of us, but because of the pandemonium that goes on.
Yeah.
Put 50 people in a film together like that.
It's insane. It is just insane. And so, but I found how I like filming. And these are, now those are a little different because they're independent films. So they're like, you know, they might be a little bit longer than an episode of something, but and they have to tell like the whole story at the beginning to the end, whereas you know, with a series you can go on, you know, and do fun stuff and different things. But we had, you know, we had just that amount of time to work with, and that's what we did. I'm wondering, when you're actually was it any different or any more fun or any less fun? What, when you first heard about the project, from when you started doing that, the first filming that you did, what did you find it to be completely different, the same? Was it just bizarre? Was it something you liked? I mean, give me the overall feeling that you had before and then after actually having filmed.
Could you repeat the question?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Scott and I have been in a film. We've never had a film, so it's a comedy.
No, the overall feeling.
Welcome to Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I'm going to go get a drink.
I like to mess with you guys. No, the overall feeling I had was just like anxiety at first. Like, oh my God, am I going to look fat? Am I going to be retarded? You know, what? How am I going to look in HD? Are you going to be able to see into my pores? I was all, like, anxious. And then when we started looking at the raw footage, I said, hey, this ain't too bad. I think I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started shooting. And what was really cool about it is we actually were able to pick up some evidence, which is very rare. I mean, it takes a long time to get evidence, as you guys know.
I don't know. There's some folks on TV that get it every week.
Well, you know.
Yeah, an hour.
We're trying to be very truthful.
Oh,
you guys, this is an independent venture, if I'm correct, Shannon.
Independently run by Gold Rush Ghosts in Northern California.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys have that freedom, though, to do that, you know, I mean.
Absolutely.
Well.
We unfortunately don't have the money to be able to do, like, you know, 12-day shoots like some of the other shows.
Yeah.
But we try and jam everything into a 1 or 2 day shoot and pray to God or the gods that we actually get some evidence.
Yeah.
And luckily on our pilot, we were able to pick up quite a bit. So
excellent. I think we're just going to get it over with here and do our own pilot, and we're just going to do a 12-hour show of us sitting. I think we should, because, I mean, it comes
up. That would be the most interesting thing on television.
I mean, no, it would be horrendous, but it would be completely and utterly truthful. Like, okay, guys, so we're...
I think those Efferdent people would probably sponsor. Yeah, that would be about it.
No dose.
Efferdent.
Guys, we're on
boys. Depends,
yeah.
If you would like, I'm writing a movie right now called 1407.
Oh, you need to write in a couple of aging.
Spoof, yeah. Spoof on 1408, and I just might be able to just happen to, you know, write in a few little parts for some cute little boys over there. That could work.
Who are these cute little boys you're talking
about?
Where are they?
No.
You'd have to be shirtless at least.
Okay. I agree. I'm in. Sign
okay,
in.
Good.
Do you know,
cool. I'm writing it in. It's all over now. It's on.
I think in movies there just are not enough parts for radio talk show hosts.
There's a reason for that.
Hey, look. Adam Carolla just got his movie, The Hammer.
Oh, really?
Why not you guys?
Okay.
Right.
Well, we could try it. We could try that. I mean,
why not?
Yeah, well, I think that there is a lot of media out there. You know, and I'll be honest. You know, we've talked about this before on the show, you know, about a lot of the paranormal stuff out, you know, like shows and stuff like that. And we still do. I mean, it comes up a lot nowadays. And, you know, one of the things how do you put it? How do you lay it down, like, the nice way?
You can't.
You can't. It's pretty.
I didn't know.
Well, we've got a lot of people, you know, there's always these. Because there's some people that kind of just draw, like, the black and the white of it, right? Like, oh,
right.
You know, you're a media hound. Piss off. Go away, right? And then there's, you know, the other people that are like, well, no, that's all I want. I want to be a celebrity. I want to be this. I want to be that, right? You know, and the more we kind of explore this topic, because we've been exploring this a lot, like, okay, there is this element now of kind of like, you know, the media seeking people out there and stuff like that. You know, and there is this thing you have to kind of learn, like, you know, what's the motivation? What's the intention of that, right? You know, some people out there really, really, really want to take evidence or ghost hunts they went on that they enjoy doing what their passion is, right? And put it on film and have people check it out, right? Because they really think people can learn from that, which I think is a cool thing, right? Doug, you got...
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Continue your thing, but then I do have a, not a rebuttal, but a supporting evidence for that.
Okay. You know, and I think that's a really great thing. I think, you know, we have DVDs stacked up all behind Doug in the studio here of people who have sent us their own projects they've put together and said, you know, we did a bunch of research, we put this thing together, check it out, tell us what you think, right? And we think those things are completely phenomenal, right? I think where we get hung up at is with the people that, like, you know, are like, yeah, well, we're piling this thing over to the Food Channel or something like that. You know, like, what?
Ghost food.
Yeah, you know.
It'll really fill you up.
You know, and I'm like, that's where I start to question, like, okay, are you into this because you really are into the paranormal? I'm not asking you this, Shannon, at all. I'm just, this is a joke.
We already know
question.
Your answer.
Yeah, we know
no,
your
No, I can't
answer.
Stand it.
You can't?
Well, you're in good company. I don't know why that EVP is such a hot topic. I don't even know what it stands for.
I don't even know what EVP stands
yeah,
for.
Exactly. But, yeah, there is that. I guess that's, you know, the more, like I said, the more we explore this topic, the more we learn, of course, about it, and the more we understand about things. And there still is the element where I'm like, oh, my God, go away. I don't want to hear from you anymore. You're driving me insane. You know, if you send me one more bulletin or email about how great you are, I'm going to just puke all over my keyboard, right?
Paul Dale Roberts would like you to pay attention to this.
Yes. Oh, what's this now?
Paul likes to send a lot of emails. That's the only reason why I threw that at him.
Oh, well, no. Well, Paul says
okay, sorry. I didn't mean to butt in.
No.
His are different.
That's kind of like the difference. Because we've explored this a lot in the past, like I said. And there is a difference out there, I think. Now.
There is. Well, I mean, we obviously get emails from, you know, people who are, you can read into it. You know,
yeah.
who just wants to be famous in order to be in People magazine
mm-hmm.
versus who really is doing ghost hunting. And like, one of the things that you said is one thing that surprised me on the project is we actually got evidence.
Yeah, which is, you know, it is surprising.
I mean, there's some places out there that I, or some things out there that I don't know if they're all that excited about the evidence, or if they're more excited about what they can buy with the checks that they're
making.
Or
the camera shot. Oh, my God, that looks so great.
Or, oh, I'm so tan in that shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. Even those of us who really want a paycheck mm-hmm. are still sitting back going, God, I look fat in that shot. Or, oh, my God, does look good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I am all out for the evidence.
Well,
it's just fun.
All I can say, Shannon, is in the upcoming, because we were in these independent films, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The upcoming film that we were in, this would be the sequel to mm-hmm. the one that we did earlier. It's called Dr. Dawn's American Spirit Summit. This film, I am indeed in I don't want to say it now.
I got it.
All the way to the end,
no,
and
no,
I'm not.
You
know what? I'm not going
to
say.
You're
going
to have to wait
you.
For that because I know what you're going to say.
I'm
going to
email you what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a cliffhanger, folks.
It's a cliffhanger.
Total cliffhanger.
Yeah. I'm going to email you with what I was going to say because I want you to know this because
mm-hmm.
you're
uh-huh.
now you're a fellow, you know, multimedia project person.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
you've been involved in multimedia projects, as have we.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know this info. But I don't want to share it with everybody quite yet.
Okay.
All right. I am
really,
down for that.
As he
really
twists his mustache.
Interesting.
I am very excited to see this. I cannot wait.
I will email you that info, and then
that would be fantastic.
But as you went through this and you got evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get it edited? Like, do you, because one of the complaints that I've had, because we've talked with folks who are on, you know, commercial TV, we've talked with
uh-huh.
folks who are doing their own projects, you know, and there's a huge vast difference in how these video projects are edited, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. our video projects are edited for humor.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They turned the camera on and were funny. It just didn't make any sense. But the, you know, there's serious projects, and they want to showcase their talents. They want to showcase ghost hunting. They want to showcase evidence. They want to showcase the stories behind, you know, the places that they visit. They whatever it is that they're trying to do with this half hour or hour and a half project, they're trying to get this point across that it's all involved with editing. When you guys edit, is there any evidence dropped to the floor?
Usually not. Usually all evidence is what's showcased, and the stuff that gets dropped to the floor are the arguments or the parts where, you know, somebody falls. Well, no, we like to keep that stuff in, too. I don't know. I'd say the stuff that hits the cutting room floor is just the boring stuff of walking down the hallway and getting a stupid meter reading or something.
Excellent. Okay.
But we try and get everything that at least looks like good evidence up on, you know, up into the editing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, if we shot for, I don't know, probably 18 hours to get down to 23 minutes. And,
that's about right.
Yeah,
that's,
we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Actually, sounds about right. First of all, that sounds about right for ghost hunting in general.
Yeah, pretty
much. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
you got to sit there for
the
hours.
The usual ratio:
hours.
You shoot, you investigate for about 12 hours, and you get about 5 seconds of something. That's
5 seconds
ratio.
Of something that sends your heart pounding, whether it's actual like paranormal stuff or if there's an explanation for it.
Yeah,
you get something that starts your adrenaline going.
Mm-hmm. I think the part you guys might like is the part where. I know I kind of feel bad about this, but they kept it, of course, is when I come down the elevator shaft and I'm bitching about Paul booking me a, quote-unquote, a stupid radio show. when all I want to do is play with my dog, have my cup of coffee, and take a bath, and it was one of those things where... After I watched the video, I was like, oh, crap.
Oops.
I kind of didn't really mean to say that.
Well, we're looking forward to checking that out, though, Shannon.
For everyone listening, I love radio, especially Ghostly Talk.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we got to clip that and play that over and over again.
Paul,
are
you, I heard Paul say, what's up, Paul?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was talking about Coast to Coast AM.
No, I wasn't.
That's that I'm calling George.
I'm sorry if I just blew your ears out.
Speaking of Paul, though, I mean, I want to bring you in on this thing now, Paul, because I'll rephrase this again because I sent both of you guys like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about, you know, and stuff like that, and Paul sends me, you know, we got to go to break here in a couple seconds here,
right?
But I do want to start this conversation before we go to break, because Paul sends me a list of things too, right? And he said, you know, the first thing on the list just like kind of just blew my head off because I'm like, well, let's just get right into it, Paul. You actually have done an interview with a gentleman that believes he was a chupacabra. Am I correct?
Correct.
Tell me all about this.
Well, I need to know, was he otherwise sane?
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay. I'm not going to say sane or if he's insane. The only thing is, what I do is I put out the story and I let the readers decide. So this guy, he just came up to me and while he read one of my articles, he says I need to be interviewed because I used to be a chupacabra.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, the best place to interview him is at Starbucks. You know, where there's a crowded place, you know, there's people around. So
yeah.
I'm safe.
He can't eat you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. You can always buy a donut or something and throw
it at him. You're not a goat, so I think you'll be all right, man.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, when I met this guy, though, he was unusual looking. He did have sort of large eyes. They were kind of slanted. And he had a deformed tongue. It was sort of tubular. And he claims that that he was raised by the military and that he's a hybrid. He's half alien gray and half human. And that the alien gray DNA that he has was manipulated DNA that made him sort of like a super soldier. And the chupacabras, he claims, is a super soldier type program that it originates from a secret military base in Puerto Rico. And there... he was very agile. He was able to jump like 20 feet in the air. With his tongue, he was able to drain the blood from chickens, dogs, cats, you name it. And at some point in time, his human DNA took over and his scales fell off. His quills that ran down his back fell off and he became more humanized. And the military didn't want to really, what they tried to do was allow him to forget his memories, and they gave him false memories. And they helped him get a job, which he's now a truck driver. and the military system. Well, anyway, he didn't want to go by his real name, and he calls himself Chubby. And he said that he wanted to go ahead and disclose his story, that he didn't really think that the military would, you know, figure out it was him that was telling the story. But the guy was completely, I don't know.
Choose your words correctly.
I know. I'm selecting my words really carefully. But he was very intelligent. He knew about angel stops. I asked him if he knew anything about that. And he knew about angel stops, which was kind of surprising. But either he reads a lot of paranormal books, or what he's telling me, maybe he experienced. I don't know.
Well, you actually met him and you talked to him. We have to go to break.
Yeah,
but we're gonna. So I want a yes, no, or maybe kind of answer. How's that?
Okay.
You actually met him in person, and you saw him, and you said he was funny looking, but you know, there's a lot of people. I look funny too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All right. So anyway.
Some of my dates are funny looking.
Well, exactly.
Oh.
So, but did he seem to believe his own story, or did he, can you pick up on, was he acting or just trying to get attention, or did he seem to believe his own story?
He actually believed his own story, and what was really surprising, because I used to be with military intelligence, I used to be with CID Criminal Investigation Division, his story was very consistent. Couldn't find any part of the story where he was contradicting himself. So that was kind of amazing, because I would go back and look at my notes, and I said, okay, you said this, kind of give him kind of a hint, and bam, he was right on target.
Wow.
Well, you know what? That usually is what I use a guideline, is my gut instinct or what I pick up on people when they're telling me the story. So I don't know. Maybe it is interesting. We're going to have to talk about it more after the
break. Yeah, let's do that. I want to talk more about this, Paul. There's a lot of stuff we want to cover with Paul too. So what we're going to let's take a quick break.
Oh,
here.
And don't forget everybody, the website.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Dale Roberts and Shannon McCabe. Their website is www.hpiparanormal.net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely check that out.
And
while
there'll be
on
links
the break.
To the Ghost Girls there. There'll be links to all of Paul Dale Roberts' stuff and things like that. So hpiparanormal.net.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, independent music coming up on the break. Listen to it, enjoy it, learn it, take it in, love it, hate it, doesn't matter, experience it.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.